All right, Ivy, thanks so much for joining us tonight. So what's been happening in your life? I've been seeing your posts on Instagram, but like, I want to hear from you.
That's such a hard question to answer right now because there's so much that's happening. I feel like the pandemic started from being super slow and stuck and nothing much, like just a lot of waiting, to suddenly around September, I feel like it just pushed me forward and it's been nonstop, like since I turned 30, because I turned 30 in September. And then since then, it was like, I've been like trying to keep up, which is, I feel like everyone has such a unique experience with the pandemic. And a lot of, I mean, some of my friends, you know, some will say that they're still in the same place that they were at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, I don't know why that's been my experience. That it's just been from, you know, like from nothing to like everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about, because you're an artist. So like, you know, that, and I've been noticing that even your work's been changing a lot. The style. Like, I mean, in a very small way, but like even the colors that you use. And I guess like what's been your experience with your art? Has it been therapeutic? Has it been, I know you've also had lulls too, though. I've had a 4-month lull.
Yeah, I know. Like I see your journey then. And same with mine. Like I know what you mean, na parang my art has changed. I really feel like this year, with my art, I feel like I'm just like, I've been peeling away at the layers so much until I'm like uncovering the essence with my art and also with my personal life. Because you know, this year has been so much about upheaval, diba? And like reimagining or like rebuilding, restarting. So I feel like that pushed me then with my art to like pause and look within again and like start to like peel away that. I don't know if that I'm making sense. It's such an abstract way of describing it. But
it makes a little sense.
Yeah. Okay. I just feel like I'm coming home to my, I've been coming home to myself more and more. And like answering to myself more than my environment or the people around me. That's how it
is. What was life like before, ba? Like, I mean, like, I guess, like, let's try to like compare and contrast the way you are now with the way you were, let's say, 2 years ago. Like, what's the, what's the difference? I mean, you're doing a lot of cool stuff already before, but like, I know that I've been noticing, and we talk every so often, that you've been going through a lot. And so what's the difference?
You know parts of it, like over the years, but like 2 years ago or even a year ago, you know, I was in my relationship. I was in like a long-term stable relationship. We were like living like a good life, like a really good life. Super stable now that I think of it. It was like I felt all set. And then this year we broke up. So diba, you know that. We broke up in at the beginning of the pandemic. So that was like a complete overhaul. I feel like I'm not the same person that like, well, aren't we all? Like we're always evolving na naman. But like
We are.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. It's painful, though. It is painful.
It's so painful, though.
The suffering doesn't go away. The human experience.
It doesn't. Continuous journey.
It's like facing all your shadows, you know, that you've ignored for so long. And then this year, it was like, they're right in front of me. And like, what am I going to do? And it's painful.
But do you think it makes you more, I mean, it really changes the lens of how you see life, you know, parang I wouldn't say like being jaded isn't the word, because like it becomes very gray, you know, like not black and white na. It's not bad, it's not good too, it's just life just unfolding, right?
But
there is a lot of suffering in that process, you know, like especially when you get comfortable. And I like getting comfortable. You suffer a lot, right?
Everyone who is comfortable suffers. I think everyone in general suffers.
Everyone suffers, but the ones who are comfortable suffer the most.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Like, they're the ones
alam
who...
Natin yun. Alam natin yun.
Alam
yun. As full-on hedonists.
Yeah, we are recovering hedonists.
Yeah, we're still in the process.
I heard that story before.
Yeah. But like, Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Because you mentioned earlier, Ivy, that so now everything's happening. Could you expound on that? Give us a peek into everything that's happening.
But one of the things that's been like occupying my time is because this year in my art career, my art part of myself, my work. So I moved into a shared studio space this year with a bunch of different creatives. So some of them knew each other now before. I knew like one person or like a few people in the group, but like everyone else is completely new to me. And it's been such a lifesaver, that space this year, because it's given me like an escape, or like, because in the studio life is normal for us, and we're so grateful because we have it's a big house, and then we have a big backyard, so like there's enough space and everyone has their own room, and like we can come together in the backyard and like hang out and kind of live a normal life. And so that's been like one of the things that has been taking up my time, and I'm super grateful to have had this space in the moment. Sayang, Nikki, like you.
I know I missed it. I didn't get to see it. Yeah. But it really does feel like in your photos that there's like that sense of community.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we all are craving for.
Yes.
Not just in the pandemic, but in general, we want to be in community. And I think, like, you know, we all went to Ateneo for a bit, and you know, like, you're always surrounded by either people we liked or people who are interesting. But then when you get out into the real world, when you're working, parang your circle of friends kind of just, I don't know, for me, it widened, then got small, then becomes parang different, like, iterations of it, right? And like, it kind of cuts out the fat. I mean, the ones that don't really.
I cut out my fat myself early. You know that.
Yeah.
I told you, you didn't listen.
Yeah.
You eventually cut that fat out too.
Yeah, those were the party days. Didn't learn, diba?
Well, you did. We all did.
We did.
Iba-ibang timing lang. Kanya-kanyang timing.
No, it's the beauty of life. Eh? The beauty of getting old, diba? But like,
we're not old. We have
older,
to stay young.
Older.
We have to stay
older.
Young.
We're like wine. We're like wine. We age well.
I felt get older, to be honest with you. This year I turned 30, and I was so excited to turn 30 because I was like, yes, new phase. Or I don't know. I'm always excited.
Oh, wait till you hit 34.
Oh man! Yeah.
Oh my God! No, but I mean, it's great. It's also like a lot of the bullshit like disappears though. I guess it's different for every person, but like for me, I feel like parang, and you know this, you both know this, like, you know, like the journey of transitions is really difficult to like choose happiness over stability, higher calling than what everyone is doing. I mean, that's so hard. And until now, parang that's always like squeezing your guts.
It's a push,
diba?
It's a push and pull. Diba?
That's why it's so important to know yourself. Because diba, like when you know yourself and making those decisions, it becomes easier because you're like, you're not influenced by, like, we don't realize how much our environment, the people around us, they really condition us.
They
like
really condition us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Agree, 100%.
Yeah.
They've taken us away from our true self. And that's what I mean when I was talking about my art earlier. Now, this year forced me to really look at myself, because I've been kind of doing that na naman. I've always been pretty self-aware, spiritual for years now. But this year talaga, I was like my inner self told me, okay, Ivy, look at yourself. Look at, like, don't just ignore everything else and just focus on yourself and like, what do you want? Where do you want to go? You know, you're still figuring it out, diba? That's why also I didn't focus this year so much on selling art or like even taking commissions. I really like didn't do that much because I wanted this year to, I mean, since I'm like in this space of being, in completely like looking within that, then I might as well do that with my art as well. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna focus on what other people expect from my art.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
do it like my way and see what comes out of that. And I feel like I'm still at the start of that process, but so far it's been so liberating.
Mm.
Nick, yes. Nikki, I'm sure you can relate.
Yeah, no, super. Like, I mean, you know that I paint for release.
Yeah.
But like it's the dynamics of you know, especially when people like, I mean, it's great when people admire your art and
yeah.
say they want to actually pay for it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I shared this with you, but like somebody recently, like a month ago, was like, hey, can you do this painting for me? Like, I love what you did to this, but can I pick the colors and can you make it
yeah.
a bit gentle? I'm like, oh, wait, this sounds so familiar. You sound like a client now.
Like, oh my God.
And it honestly, yeah. I said yes because I felt like, oh, don't say no to blessings, you know, like, come on, let's do it. But
new experience.
Yeah,
experience,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
But like new, like I think I was just talking to a friend a while ago, like, you know, the that squeeze of discomfort of being a brat and not wanting to do, just wanting to do it your way and wanting
yeah.
to like not
yeah.
settle and stuff like
yeah.
that. But then I realized that when you look back at the experience, like when I look back at it, it was hard. Like I was like so super self-conscious, parang second guessing every stroke, what color should I use? But then when I look back at it, that was a big challenge. It was a big growth step, diba?
But new stimulus.
Exactly. But it's always in hindsight. Like in the midst of it, you're just like, oh my God, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this na. Diba? But
five ever naman yun eh, diba? Five ever. I mean, you see, it's like 2020. It's always clear in hindsight.
Always is.
I super get that, Nikki. Yung like, yeah, sometimes, diba, yeah, like the word you said, brat, that's exactly it. We're being bratty about
yeah.
those opportunities. But like, there's a way to like do that and still feel fulfilled naman. I mean, and it's just a matter of mindset nga. That, like you said, being grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, not everything you make has to be sacred.
It doesn't.
When I first realized that really helped me to separate my art as my art and the art that I do for work.
Yeah.
And parang now I don't need to like, those two don't need to be competing. They can coexist.
Exactly.
And it doesn't make my art, my personal art, any less valuable. Because you got to make a living.
You have to make a living. But
yeah.
like collecting that to like, you know, being in La Union. You know, like a lot of different kinds of people live here. And, you know, there's some people who are like, oh, I can live very simply. You know, I don't need much. But, okay, that's great if that's the truth. But if you're a person who likes nice things, like me, then
to travel, then
you got to keep it real. Then you need to work harder. You need to make more money. And I think that's when you need to be, I guess, you need to shift your perspective. Parang if you're getting work and client work and, I mean, you can't have it your way all the time, diba? There are trade-offs. If you want more money, then you might need to kind of bite, you know, the bullet a bit, diba? But if you want more fulfillment, then make time to do your art. But I admit, like, I mean, I was always black and white. Like, either I love it or fuck it. You know, for a long time with production work.
Yeah.
Diba? But as now, I feel like it's not that. Like, if there's no right or wrong, you may need to say yes. If you need to pay bills, you need to, like, save up for something. That you need to take on projects that you may not necessarily like. But if you feel like you're burning out now and you need to do something creative, then you have to have the courage to say no to the client work and focus on personal work. And it's really constant shifting, constant.
Wala, balance lang, di ba? What did they say in Tropic Thunder?
You don't go full retard.
Yeah, you never go
full
retard.
You can't talaga. Yeah. You can't talaga. And if you do, well, you gotta find your way back out of it too.
Unless you wanna be there. Then
unless you wanna.
No judgment.
Yeah,
no judgment if you wanna be there. But for people who prefer to have a life of full experience and continuous stimulation, then
I think it's different then because like. And Snap, I mean, I don't think I've asked you this because like this is actually a pretty big life question. You're the only one who has a kid among us, the three of us.
I have a dog.
Yeah. You have a dog. But like, okay, but I'm going to make it a bit more existential. Like, because
okay,
cool. my mantra now, for a while now, because I'm single, is like, if I were to die tomorrow, how would I live my life? Parang, it's that sort of my equalizer to kind of put things into perspective. But because, okay, Snap, you have a kid, Ivy, you have a dog. And if you knew, let's say, parang, because obviously like, you care about them, but like if you knew tomorrow that it was the last day, how would you live your life? Like, what would
a whole day with Kali.
Exactly,
no,
diba? So
no,
parang,
yeah, no question.
And Ivy, yours would be,
no question.
Would you spend the whole day with your dog? Or parts of your dog, part of the day?
Sama mo na lang.
Sama mo na lang, pwede naman eh.
Boris, like go and hike with my dog.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, that's exactly my point.
About
like
the perspective.
Yeah. When it all boils down to, I mean, like even if your boss is like, or clients like, if you don't get this thing done, but you need to see your daughter, you're gonna be like, fuck you. I'm gonna ditch you and stay with my loved one. It's as simple as that, diba?
Yeah, it is. Like, even now that I'm not dying, it's if I have to choose between going to pick up Cali or see Cali or work. Even my colleagues at work and the bosses know that 10 out of 10, I'm going to say, sorry, guys, I can't make it.
Yeah.
I have to go see my daughter. The only deal breakers are like, for example, when I have to do something for work that is extraordinary, then I have to talk to my daughter and I discuss it with her. Like for next week, I told her na daddy has to go for 1 or 2 days. But I'll be back. And then when she understands that, then okay na. But if it were, for example, I'm picking her up or bringing her home or it's her last day, wala, sorry.
Yeah.
Kahit double pay pa yan, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's really, those are the big whys. What's your why? Like,
for sure.
Diba? Like at the end of the day, it's not about, oh no, you're gonna like, I don't know, like, get drunk till you die or like, you know, smoke up till you die, but it's at the end of the day it is the, I don't know, I've been getting kind of sentimental today for some reason, I don't know why, but like
it's okay.
I know. No, I was just I realized,
why did you make that snide that hurts, huh?
And wait, laugh. No, I'm gonna compliment what you said, because like the thing
okay,
is
go.
I realize as you get older and we also, for me, like I have this tendency to become a bit more recluse, a bit more hibernate, you know. But then, but because I've been surrounded with a lot of people here in La Union, which is a small community, like for some reason I thought about this kanina. I went back to my room and parang, I knew there were people outside, friends outside, and I realized that, you ever watched that movie Into the Wild?
Yeah.
And, you know, like there's that part there where in the end when he says like, but he was like a nomad. Happiness only real when shared.
That gets
me talaga.
That's
like, because parang sometimes it's life may seem, for me lately, parang it seems simpler to like eliminate the drama by just staying indoors. Just stay in my room. Don't relate to people. Because it gets messy out there, diba? You know, there are misunderstandings, there's drama. In spite of that, there's that, you know, that the happiness is there then. It's in the relation, relating.
Yeah. Right.
Of course.
You really have to find a way to... Because ako din, I'm so easily influenced by the people around me. So I really need to be extra careful to like parang separate myself from time to time so that I'm not overwhelmed by everyone. Like, especially now that I'm always around people na rin, I really feel na if I'm not careful, if I'm not mindful, I can easily lose myself to those energies, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
for
so
sure.
And like then it gets muddy. It gets, it is simpler to be by yourself.
It is.
But we're relational beings. We're not meant to be alone, diba?
We're
it's
not.
So important relationships.
I think at the same time, parang like at this, you know, it we can get like, I guess, influenced by people, but then like what I've been noticing lately is that not just the influence, but also like they're mirrors of us.
Yeah.
Sometimes of like the positive, but also sometimes of the darkness. Parang you realize, sobra. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's so annoying, but he's like me. He's like me. He's a douchebag too. Like, but you know, it's funny though. But when you try to avoid like a person, you're gonna bump into that person.
You're like, thinking about
it. Yeah. Well, talaga.
Tsaka yun nga, kasi it's making you look at the things about yourself that you need to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's exactly it, diba? Every person is a lesson. Right?
But some lessons are harder than others.
What do you call this? So what, I mean, to kind of wrap this conversation up, like, what's been inspiring you, you know, in this time? Because I know that, you know, you're an artist, so you see things even in, you know, this time of crisis that you've the silver lining and you know.
What's been inspiring me, honestly, it's the everyday, like being. Because now, but before, like my life was so different before. Like you could easily travel, you could easily find. I'm always looking for that excitement. I'm always looking for new experience.
That dopamine hit. Yep.
Yeah,
you
know that.
Yeah.
We love that.
Right? Me too. So now that it's been like the same shit day after day, you know, you can look at it like that now. It's the same shit day after day. Or you can look at it like, okay, there's so much that I still haven't seen because, you know, for years, you're probably just like, you have blinders on and you're doing the same thing every day without even stopping to realize how much more there is to see. And so one of the ways that I really like experience that is through my riding my bike.
I've noticed you've been biking a lot.
Yeah, and it's been like, well, I've been biking for years in a month, but like not like this. Like this time I'm really like going long distances. And it's been crazy to like have adventures like so close to home. Before you would think you would need to like go far, like go to the most remote place or like go to the most weird and obscure place to have an adventure. But right now, you can actually have adventures like in just here, like in your everyday. So you know, that's been a huge what's that? Salvavida.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. And I can see how it's also meditative.
Yeah.
Biking for sure, diba?
Yes. I mean,
you need to be present. If not, you get sideswiped, right? I have, but not long distance. Like, I mean, like in the States, but never in Manila. Like, I feel like you have, I mean, you gotta have guts to like bike around Manila.
But it's so liberating and it's so freeing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll get Nikki on a bike soon enough.
Yes.
Yeah, we could do that.
Right.
Bike to Laon. Bike to Laon, bike with you back to
Manila. For sure. But like, if you guys need someone in the car to video, that's me.
Yeah.
In the car.
Or maybe you can just convoy and then I can take breaks and put the bike inside the car.
That would be hella funny. That would make a really funny, like, you know, when you edit those clips to make it so fast and short, and then parang highlights. Tapos biglang kinarga yung bike sa kotse.
Okay, so thanks so much, Ivy, for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
And hopefully we get to see each other face to face.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, soon.
Come bike up to La Union.
I know. We'll make
or it come back to Manila, Nikki.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, yeah. Come on. It's only been a month, 5 weeks. Five weeks.
Fine.
There, then you bike back.
Exactly.
I think that might be the move.
Yeah.